Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Germany. Munich is a historic and popular German tourist destination. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, frequently hold events there to introduce the cultivation practice through exercise demonstrations, posters, and banners. They also expose how their fellow practitioners in China are persecuted for their belief by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Practitioners recently held two events as part of their ongoing outreach efforts at Marienplatz on March 2nd and Odeonplatz on March 9th. Both locales are popular gathering places in central Munich. Many people stop to read the informative banners and sign the petition against the brutalities. A passerby accountant, Gerianna Macholtz, said she's heard about forced organ harvesting in China. She said, "This is one of the most horrific crimes I've ever heard of, and it truly left me speechless. Hopefully, my signature helps." Ms. Macholtz added, "Because the CCP ideology is so sinful and it went to this level, heaven will not allow it to continue."
Canada. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in a Persian New Year event called the Nowruz Bazaar and Exhibition on March 14th through March 18th in Markham. The Persian New Year, also known as the Iranian New Year, celebrates the first day of spring. This festival is also a reminder that good drives out evil and happiness drives out sorrow. Organizers said approximately 25,000 visitors attended the five-day event. The practitioner's booth attracted many visitors. Some event attendees purchased copies of Zhuanfalun, Falun Dafa's main text. Several Chinese people quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations there. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on stage with a commentary in Farsi. One booth visitor said of the persecution, "Chinese, Persians, Canadians, and everyone in the world should work together to stop this persecution. As the number of people condemning and opposing the CCP grows, the CCP will definitely fall. I have no doubt about it."
Greece. A Falun Dafa experience sharing conference was held in Athens on March 10th. Practitioners from Greece, Cyprus, and Norway attended. 20 practitioners presented papers about the physical and mental improvements they experienced by looking within during challenges that took place during daily life and while working on projects to clarify the truth and save sentient beings. Prior to the conference on March 8th, a peaceful protest against the persecution of fallen practitioners in China took place in front of the Chinese embassy in Athens. A doctor from the group Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting spoke at the protest and condemned the Chinese Communist Party for killing Falun Dafa practitioners for their organs. Two staff members of the embassy watched the practitioners' activity from behind the embassy's fence. Practitioners always hope that the consciences of embassy staff and CCP representatives will be awakened at such demonstrations, causing them to distance themselves from the CCP's criminal behavior.
Finland. Yoga festival visitors learned the Falun Dafa exercises at the Juga Festival in the capital city of Helsinki on March 2nd and 3rd. The event attracted Qigong and yoga enthusiasts who were interested in improving their mental and physical health. Many people stopped by the Falun Dafa booth, signed a petition to urge the CCP to end the 24-year-long persecution of the practice, and praised the practitioners for their persistent efforts to expose the egregious human rights violations in China. The festival host arranged a place for the practitioners to offer group exercise training, and many people took advantage of the opportunity to learn. A woman from Hamin-Lina commented that doing the exercises felt amazing. She said she wanted to do them regularly and inquired about an exercise practice site in her city.
Italy. Falun Dafa practitioners held several events in Cagliari, the capital of Sardinia, on February 24th and March 9th, 2024, where they introduced the traditional cultivation practice from China and exposed the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa. Many local residents expressed their support for Falun Gong and condemned the persecution. Practitioners set up a booth at Piazza Garibaldi. Many people were attracted to the Falun Gong exercise demonstration and stopped to find out more about the practice. They signed a petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution. Some wanted to learn the exercises. After being told about Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and the CCP's ongoing atrocities against innocent people, a woman strongly condemned the CCP's persecution and signed the petition. One man said he would like to bring his teenage son and daughter to learn Falun Gong. A young woman said, "The world needs these principles. People are lost and could do anything without moral restraint."
Romania. Practitioners in Romania held a Falun Dafa information sharing event in Brasov on March 9th. The banners and posters displayed in the booth told people about the benefits of the practice, as well as the CCP's 24-year-long mistreatment of practitioners. Some passersby accepted flyers and signed a petition urging the Romanian president to help stop the brutality in China. Four middle-aged women thanked practitioners for the informative flyers. One woman said, "These crimes and persecution against people's morality must stop." The women said they would tell their families about Falun Dafa and how the CCP persecutes millions of people. One student said that it was hard to imagine being persecuted like this for trying to be better citizens. Another said that she hopes that the persecution ends soon. They thanked the practitioner for the information and inquired about the practice site in Bucharest to learn the exercises.
California, USA. Practitioners in the San Francisco Bay Area participated in its 173rd St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 16th. The city was filled with a festive atmosphere and the streets were lined with parade spectators. The Falun Dafa contingent included an exercise demonstration team, a waist drum team, and the Western U.S. Tian Guo Marching Band. The group holds the record for being the largest team in the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade thus far. Many spectators danced to the music played by the band. Some happily took photos with practitioners, and others gave them a thumbs up. Neil Campbell was part of an Irish flag team and said he often saw Falun Dafa practitioners. He elaborated, "I saw them in New York. They are very peaceful. I think Falun Dafa is good. They are respected." He added that the CCP's persecution is shameful.
According to data collected by the Minghui websites, a total of 310 incidents of Falun Gong practitioners being arrested or harassed for their faith were reported in January and February 2024. The 192 arrest cases included 143 that took place in January and 44 in February. The 118 harassment incidents consisted of 83 cases in January and 35 in February. The newly reported cases took place in 21 provinces and 4 centrally controlled municipalities. Among the reported cases was Ms. Li Shulian, a 65-year-old woman from Shanxi province. She has been bedridden since early 2020, yet she was carried away from her bed by the police on January 3rd. It's not clear where she is currently held or whether the police intended to pursue prosecution. Ms. Li was previously arrested on December 15, 2019. She fell into critical condition after 3 months of torture at the Yuling Detention Center. By the time she was taken back home, she had been reduced to skin and bones. She was incontinent with bed sores on her backs and buttocks. When her family took her to the hospital, the doctor refused to treat her due to the severity of her condition. Ms. Li wasn't the only one in her family who suffered persecution for practicing Falun Gong. Both she, a former vocational school lecturer, and her husband, Mr. Chao Hua Shan, a former middle school teacher, were repeatedly arrested and incarcerated over the past 2+ decades. Her husband's latest arrest came only 1 day after hers, while he was living in displacement to avoid the police. The family confirmed in June 2020 that he was secretly sentenced to Weinan prison, but it's not clear how long his prison sentence was. When Ms. Li and her husband were both detained in 2007, their daughter was fired from her workplace for practicing Falun Gong. She developed a severe medical condition but couldn't afford treatment. She has since passed away. However, the date of her death is unknown.
Ms. Xu Jinrong from Shandong Province suffered a serious brainstem hemorrhage on February 23rd. She fell into a coma and died 2 days later. Ms. Xu's passing capped over 2 decades of persecution for practicing Falun Gong. Because she refused to renounce her faith, Ms. Xu was repeatedly arrested and detained. She was given 3 years of forced labor in 2000. Although she survived the brutal torture, the continued harassment over the years left her living in fear. The mental pressure took a toll on her health, which eventually resulted in her death. She was 70 years old.
Ms. Ma Shuhua was admitted to the Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison at the end of November 2023 to serve a 4-year term for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Ma developed lumps on her neck in the prison and couldn't eat. She also fainted several times and was diagnosed with thyroid nodules. She had surgery to remove the mass in January 2024 and was taken back to the prison soon afterwards. Ms. Ma's prison sentencing stemmed from her initial arrest in April 2021. At least 26 other local Falun Gong practitioners were arrested on the same day. She was released on bail. To avoid being arrested again, Ms. Ma went to Shenzhen City, Guangdong Province, where her son works, but was arrested there 3 months later. Her family recently learned of her wrongful conviction and prison transfer, but still does not know when she was tried or sentenced. This is not the first time Ms. Ma has been targeted for her faith. She was previously sentenced to 10 years following an arrest in 2002 and spent 9 years of her term in the same Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison. Her husband, also a Falun Gong practitioner, was held at a forced labor camp for 3 years. Because of their belief, the couple's son was fired from his job as a public servant in Shenzhen City.
Ms. Wang Shengling from Jilin Province was admitted to the Jilin Province Women's Prison on October 13th last year to serve a 4-year term for her faith in Falun Gong. Her family was never notified of her trial, sentencing, or prison transfer. Ms. Wang's loved ones asked to visit her in the prison, but were repeatedly denied. The prison authorities said that there would be no family visits for Ms. Wang as long as she still insisted on practicing Falun Gong. The 46-year-old woman was initially arrested on January 3, 2022, after being reported for talking to people about Falun Gong. The police beat her and broke her thumb when she refused to put her fingerprints on the interrogation records. She was released on bail 3 months later and indicted in February 2023. While out on bail, Ms. Wong was arrested again after police spotted her distributing Falun Gong informational materials. She was taken to a local detention center, and her family has not been given any official update on her case. They only learned of her conviction and prison transfer after a friend tried to visit her.
Hearing targets Chinese Communist regime's organ harvesting crimes. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, CECC, hosted a hearing on March 20th entitled "Stopping the Crime of Organ Harvesting: What More Must Be Done?" Testimony concerning live forced organ harvesting in China, along with detailed recommendations that might be taken to end it, were brought forward during the hearing. U.S. House Representative and Chair of CECC, Chris Smith, has long been engaged in opposing forced organ harvesting and previously held two hearings in the U.S. Congress on the horrific crime. Citing the China Tribunal investigative report in 2019, Representative Smith said that it was unanimously and sure beyond a reasonable doubt that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China has been practiced for a substantial period of time, involving a substantial number of victims, mainly Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs. Smith explained, "Forced organ harvesting, on an industrial scale in China, is an atrocity unmatched in its wickedness." He added, "The numbers of those executed for their organs, some even before they're brain dead, is staggering." About a year ago, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act by an overwhelming 413-2 vote, and Smith called for the Senate to pass the bill as well. That landmark and bipartisan legislation authorizes the Secretary of State to deny passports and visas to any individuals involved in illegal organ trafficking in China and globally. Furthermore, the bill mandates annual reporting by the State Department on forced organ harvesting globally and authorizes sanctions for individuals and entities that facilitate organ harvesting. CECC co-chair and U.S. Senator from Oregon, Jeff Merkley, said human rights abuses and forced organ harvesting in China has been a long-standing concern of the commission. Senator Merkley added that he is a co-sponsor of the Senate version of the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act and hopes that the bill will soon be passed. U.S. Representative from California, Michelle Steele, said it is critical to expose the CCP's crime of forced organ harvesting. She wrote to the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, in June 2023, urging action to stop those involved in the CCP's organ harvesting from immigrating to the U.S. Zach Nunn, U.S. representative from Idaho, opposed the atrocity and expressed concern over whether U.S. taxpayer money may be going to thousands of hospitals in China for organ harvesting. Tom Oliverson, M.D., is Texas State Representative and Chair of the Texas House of Representatives Insurance Committee. He reported that during the most recent Texas legislative session, State Senate Bill 1040 was passed. It prohibits health benefit plan issuers from covering human organ transplants that are performed in China or in another country known to participate in forced organ harvesting, and allows the commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services to designate additional countries who are known to participate in organ harvesting. Dr. Oliverson said that the legislation modeled after the Texas Senate bill has been heard in the Arizona House, Utah Senate, Missouri House, as well as Idaho and Illinois. Matthew Robertson co-authored the article execution by organ procurement, breaching the dead donor rule in China, in American Journal of Transplantation, Robertson testified via video link and advised the U.S. Congress to ask the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health to audit their grants over the past two decades and discover whether they have provided funds to Chinese medical entities involved in the transplant industry. He also recommended that the U.S. government deny visas to individuals involved in organ trafficking in China. The lists of thousands of surgeons and hundreds of hospitals from Chinese medical databases could be used to build offender profiles.
U.S. Customs officer attempting to bar Shenyang artist American re-entry under investigation. Shenyang Global Company, a Shenyang Performing Arts Group, finished its tour in Europe and landed in the U.S. at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on March 11th. A Chinese-speaking U.S. Customs officer at the airport attempted to deny them entry, CCP style, while loudly slandering their constitutionally protected spiritual beliefs. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Department of State, and U.S. Congress members urged the Customs and Border Protection, the CBP, to investigate this incident and provide a report. U.S. Representative Scott Perry wrote in a letter to the CBP on March 15th, "I demand an immediate investigation into this incident. I am gravely concerned about allegations of discrimination by a customs agent against U.S. citizens based on constitutionally protected religious beliefs. Worse, the alleged conduct was due to the agent's apparent sympathies with the Chinese Communist Party. The dance company's cast and crew were initially denied entry to the U.S. by a customs officer at Chicago O'Hare International Airport, even though they had valid U.S. passports and visas. According to tour manager Teresa Du, the offending officer said, "They're Falun Gong, they're political, they're illegal." The customs officer told his nearby co-workers, referring to Ms. Du and her fellow artists. He repeated this multiple times, fomenting a hostile atmosphere. The harassment escalated and involved more than one perpetrator. This incident raised concerns in the U.S. Congress, Department of State, and Homeland Security. A staff member of the U.S. Senator said that Homeland Security and the Customs and Border Protection were investigating this incident. A senior Homeland Security officer said she forwarded this case to a senior CBP officer. Staff members of congressional representatives from both parties said they wrote to the CBP asking that the incident be investigated. They indicated that if the incident was confirmed, the jobs of the customs officers involved should be terminated. The U.S. Department of State also requested the names and flight numbers of the artists affected for further investigation. U.S. Representative Scott Perry was among those who demanded an investigation of the incident by Customs and Border Protection. Congressman Perry has expressed alarm of this apparent evidence of the CCP infiltrating America, including reports of several Chinese police stations operating on U.S. soil. Referring to the customs officer, he questioned, "Is this officer working to assert Chinese policy through his official U.S. government position?" Perry said an immediate investigation is critical at the very least to protect all U.S. citizens' First Amendment rights. During interviews with NTD Media, several members of Congress urged the U.S. government to investigate the disturbing incident at the airport. These included Representative Brian Babin from Texas, U.S. Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska and U.S. Representative Russ Fulcher from Idaho. U.S. Representative Michelle Steele from California wrote to CBP urging the agency to fully investigate the matter. The CCP's attempts to interfere with the U.S. company are not new. These efforts have included contacting the theaters hosting Shenyun performances to slander Shenyun Performing Arts and unreasonably insist that the theaters cancel their lease contracts. In addition, CCP agents have written letters to keep Western officials from going to see Shenyun performances. CCP agents have also slashed the tires of cars and buses that transport Shenyun artists on their tours in an attempt to cause accidents. And Chinese consulates instill CCP lies, hatred, and fear into Chinese students studying abroad, discouraging them from applying for exams to participate in Shenyun. Despite the CCP's underhanded tactics, the regime cannot stop the development, growth, and success of Shenyun. Today finds that the company has grown from one single troupe to eight, touring the world every year. Although Shenyun's 2024 season included three companies touring Europe simultaneously, it was still difficult to meet the demands of European audiences. The tickets in many cities were sold out before the performances. Shenyun's reputation has skyrocketed, and seeing the show has become the thing to do in mainstream Western society.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.